This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Vote counting continues in the U.S. presidential election a full 3 days after Election Day. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
Like the rest of the nation, President Trump and Joe Biden are watching and waiting. The president stayed largely in the White House residence, as returns show Biden surpassing him in must-win Pennsylvania and Georgia. That puts Biden on the White House doorstep. The race is still too early to call, but Biden will address the nation in prime time tonight as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi celebrates.
Pretty soon the hyphen will be gone from vice president to president-elect Joe Biden.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The federal agency that oversees U.S. election security is pushing back at unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud without mentioning that President Donald Trump is making unfounded allegations about the vote count. A new statement from the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency notes that local election offices have detection measures that make it highly difficult to commit fraud through counterfeit ballots. CISA, a component of the Department of Homeland Security, published the statement Friday. The agency also put out a statement noting that the systems and processes used to tabulate votes and certify results are protected by various safeguards that help to ensure the accuracy of election results. The U.S. job market showed a surprising burst of strength in October, with employers adding 638,000 jobs and the unemployment rate tumbling to 6.9%. However, the pace of hiring isn't robust enough to rapidly soak up the millions of Americans who were thrown out of work by the pandemic recession. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister on Friday said his government has carried out airstrikes against the forces of the country's well-armed Tigray region, asserting that strikes in multiple locations completely destroyed rockets and other heavy weapons and made it impossible for a retaliatory attack. Abiy Ahmed's evening announcement marked another escalation in clashes this week that experts say could slide one of Africa's most powerful and populous countries into civil war. There was no mention of casualties in what Abiy called the first ground operation against the region's government, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. He said the Air Force destroyed heavy weapons in Tigray's capital, Mekele, and in surrounding areas, alleging the TPLF, quote, has the desire to use them. There was no immediate response from the Tigray government, while the region is increasingly boxed in by movement restrictions and a 6-month state of emergency imposed by the federal government. German police have raided the homes and businesses of 4 people linked to the Islamic State sympathizer who carried out a deadly attack in Vienna this week. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The authorities say while the men aren't currently suspected of involvement in Monday's shootings, in which 4 people and the gunman were killed, there's evidence that they had links to the attacker. Austria officials have identified the attacker as 20-year-old Quirtim Fezulay, a dual national of Austria and North Macedonia, who had a previous conviction for trying to join the IS in Syria and had been given early release in December. A probe is underway into why Austria didn't put Fezulay under observation, despite being tipped off by Slovakian authorities. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Afghan government says the killing of a high-ranking al-Qaeda leader in a Taliban safe haven in eastern Afghanistan last month is an indication the Taliban is not keeping up with its pledge to end ties with al-Qaeda. A spokesperson for the Afghan government told VOA that unfortunately the Taliban still provides a safe environment for terrorist groups to operate. The Afghan government said October 24th that its forces had killed a senior al-Qaeda leader, Abu Mazen al-Masri, in a Taliban-controlled area in the eastern province of Ghazni. The country's National Directorate of Intelligence said al-Masri was a close aide to al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri and had supported the Taliban and the Haqqani network for years. It said he was living in Ghazni under Taliban protection. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.